B-Pod Studios.
Zolak, Bertrand, and the guy who has to put up with both of them. Hardy.
Hey, nice shirt. Where'd you get that? At the crappy shirt store? Just kidding. How you doing?
Zolak and Bertrand.
And Hardy.
How you doing?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero nine eight five. Anna Worcester says 10-7 for the Patriots. That's what he sees. 10-7, which would be the same exact record of last season. 7-10, and I'm sorry, 10-7. At 9-8, were the Dolphins one game back of the Patriots at the end of last season. They've got a new coach. They've got new receiver.
Yep.
And, well, could you see the Dolphins being a game better?
Based on what Tyreek Hill stated over the weekend regarding Tua, makes me scratch my head a little bit. Over the weekend, he said, well, realistically, Tua's got 1 year to show the NFL what he has to offer them. Like, so you've been there for what now, a couple months? I know Dolphins put that tweet out with him being underthrown on the ball, and I thought it was great. Like, it was a deep ball, but I'm like... And let me put that on your social media. So I think after he got paid, and he got paid nicely, did Tyreek Hill. You're not going to get that money in Kansas City, obviously. I think he's had a couple months with Tua and now realizes Tua might not be in the league at long. So that should scare Dolphin fans. Or maybe it won't if you think you got a shot to get Tom Brady next year. You know, and pair him up with Sean Payton. Who knows? Who knows what's going to come out of that? Long way to go before we get there.
What he said was, in the NFL, they only give you like 2 or 3 years to be a successful quarterback, especially if you're a first-round draft pick. And if you don't succeed after those years, then it's kick rocks, man.
Top five pick.
So basically, they're going to put Tua into that. This is basically his last year to show people what he's got. I don't think he's going to get kicked out of the league. I don't think he's talking to those
I don't think he's going to get kicked out of the league, but I think Miami understands we need to look in a different direction if it's not his year. If he has a bad year, we got to look in a different direction. We can't continue to do this and run our head into the cement. Yeah, because I think that's where you're at with him. Here I am saying all that after he's beaten you twice.
Because
three out of the last four times or whatever it is.
Yeah. By the way, Tyreek Hill also in the same breath was saying reporters, analysts, Twitter trolls, all of those people are going to take their words back on what they said about Tua. I'm going to be sitting there eating my popcorn. So he's saying Tua is going to be terrific. He's defended Tua all offseason long. So.
Well, good for him.
Could they be a game better? Yes, they could. I believe it.
You have Gesicki who's going to play on the franchise tag. He's not doing a new deal, but you have a decent tight end. You're a good tight end.
Dolphins don't suck.
Dolphins don't suck.
And they obviously have a new offensive-minded coach who might do, you know.
Yeah, man. Captain Smooth Guy, man.
Might do wonders for Tua.
That's going to be great. It'll be good.
By the way, Tua doesn't suck.
Tua's different. He doesn't suck, but it's got to be built sort of around him. You know?
He kind of sucks.
I don't think he sucks.
Sucks is a strong word.
Strong word.
You think he's not as good as Mac, right?
I don't, but I don't think it's close.
I think Mac is the line between
gets unfairly criticized when we start talking these Alabama quarterbacks.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that the Patriots could have been 10-7 with Tua as their quarterback last year?
No. Mm-mm. I don't.
Okay, which games were the difference where they absolutely needed Mac Jones over someone like Tua to get the job done?
Houston game?
Houston, probably Carolina. And Mac hung in there and made some plays in that Carolina game. I don't know where you put me. I thought he threw well in the Charger game.
Yeah, he had good games.
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't think there was anything that happened that Tua in a good situation with good coaching would have been incapable of doing. And I think now, as much as I like Brian Flores, he's still a defensive guy, and there's fewer and fewer defensive head coaches in this sport. There's obviously going to be more of an emphasis on the offense. They added Tyreek Hill for a reason. I would look out for Miami a little bit. That's what I would do. I would keep an eye on Miami. And we know how good Buffalo is. And this is just to say in the standings how the math could get more difficult for the Patriots. 10-7. If they're 10-7, I'll be happy with 10-7. They have a tough schedule.
Yeah, I think they should be 10-7 or better. Anything less than that, you're regressing. You're going backwards.
They can't have that. Could they be 10-7 and be progressing? Be going in the right direction?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I think that's possible.
I think they sure. can, yeah.
I think
yeah.
they could be 10-7 and you look at it and say, yeah, they're 10-7 again, but this was a good 10-7. They made strides. They were playing better competition. They beat better teams. They didn't fall apart down the stretch in December. That's all of those things could happen.
They got a team to punt in the playoffs.
Yeah. That could happen.
Anything's possible.
Yeah. I think they could go 10-7 and look like a better team and look like they're moving forward and taking steps. Michael Hurley, our dear friend. Michael Hurley, the dearly departed Michael Hurley.
He's not still on maternity leave, right?
Previously of 98.5thesportshub.com, but no longer.
Is he on maternity leave? No. He was, right?
We dropped him in the changeover.
Oh, my name. He was on,
brutal.
That was CBS Boston.
He was gone
with
the baby.
Wasn't our choice.
He was home with the baby.
They wouldn't let us take him with us. We didn't get to take Hurley. He gets stuck in purgatory.
Like, where does he get stuck at?
I don't know.
Does he even have an office?
BZ. He gets stuck at BZ.
Oh.
He has a power ranking of position groups on the Patriots. Want to get into this coming up next.
All right.
The position group power rankings. We know the positions that we think are deficient. We've been over that, right? Zoe corner.
Yes, yes.
How many times you told us about corner this year? This offseason.
Endless.
Corner's a problem. Well, where are the best positions on the team? What are the strengths of this team? Which groups do you look at and say, oh, they're good there? Don't foresee any issues at that position group. Down the bottom of the list, we know corner, inside linebacker. Those are way down at the bottom. But what are the top two or three things for this Pats team going into the year? We'll get to those. What Hurley thinks, what we think after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Solak and Bertrand.
I think that's sort of low class.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Number one position group, power rankings of the Patriots position groups. Number one for Michael Hurley, safety. He writes, there's just no spot on the depth chart where the top four spots are as solid as they are at safety. Devin McCourty, Kyle Duggar, Adrian Phillips, Jabril Peppers, all able to play in the box as a way to supplement the lacking linebacking core.
I think there's two things that never get included here when you talk about the safety position, which is pretty surprising to me. Number one, like, people forget Jabril Peppers signed to come here. And Adrian Phillips never gets the type of recognition he gets. When you talk safety, everybody's like, oh, McCourty and Duggar. And, you know, Duggar and Barnmore, your two biggest young stars, which I do agree with defensively. But it is a solid position group, man. Safety, you're loaded at safety.
I would agree with his assessment. He has number two as running backs.
Got me two there. Bam. Good job, Hurley.
Ramondre Stevenson, year two. Damian Harris in a contract year.
Mm-hmm.
He says, behind that door, major question mark in the mobility and health of veteran James White. I would agree with that.
Yeah, a lot of question marks surrounding White.
I don't think White's a lock to make the roster.
I think they have to find out what White can do. And so does James. I don't think James knows yet.
Yeah, I don't think they know.
Yeah. Still in the healing process, you know.
If he can play, I think he's perfect for Mac Jones, though. If he can play, they got
him. Oh, if he can play, I think he's on the team, and I don't think that's really in question. It's really, to me, a question of is he able to
they move? Be can at he the, move lateral?
Yeah, can he be quickness. At that level of health required to play running back in the NFL?
Yeah, then limit the snaps, you know.
Those types
third down restrictions.
Those types of serious hip injuries destroy guys.
You know.
So we'll see. But he writes, well, here's another thing. Do you think James White would be ready by week one?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Writes, there's also real upside potential in Pierre Strong Jr. He had over almost 1,700 yards and 18 touchdowns at South Dakota State last year.
Mm.
He says power runner Kevin Harris, sixth round pick, also had some intrigue, but perhaps might be in line for a famous Foxborough redshirt year.
Ooh, got an injury.
Not feeling well. Oh, bad hammy.
The annual Armstead Award, the Yeti.
So that's one, two. And you know what? I can't disagree with either one of those. One or two.
Yeah, no argument there.
I think he's right on the money, and I think most people would agree with that. This is where I think it now goes into toss-up territory.
You could flip 3 and 5 here.
You could flip 3 and 6 if you really wanted to make the case.
Mm.
You could flip 3 and 7 if you wanted to. I think 3 through 7.
I take quarterback off the board. So
I think
quarterback group.
I think 3 through 7 is a total toss-up. And 3 through 7 on this list in order is offensive line, tight end, interior defensive line, quarterback, wide receiver.
I think interior defensive line could be number 3 to me as far as strength. Yeah, with Barnmore, Lawrence Guy, Dietrich Wise.
What do you think's a better bet, the interior offensive line or the interior defensive line? Now, on this list, it's all of the offensive line.
Right.
But...
I'd say offensive line if you're doing interior.
Trent Brown. Yeah, Trent Brown's back.
Halftime player.
Yep.
Not exactly sure how that shakes out, but okay. The guards in the center are better than the interior of the defensive line. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I think you're discounting. Yep. If you're counting Barmore in that group, you are discounting Christian Barmore.
No, I'm counting him. I'm discounting Godchow and these other guys.
Yeah, that's true. I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying Barmore's a big factor.
Yeah, Barmore's the guy that, I don't say, you know, I watched that game yesterday too, the Super Bowl one, again against Atlanta, the 28-3 game.
Yeah.
And Trey Flowers and how strong he was and some of the stuff, the interior rushes, like they didn't have that type of guy last year. Barmore can be the Trey Flowers type of guy. Like you watch him and you see flashes of, you know, there's more speed there. Trey was more of a leverage and power guy, not so much speed. Barmore's got that quickness.
I just think Barmore is better than Barmore to me is going to be better than any player at his position, relative to his position, better than anybody on the offensive line.
This year in the future?
This year.
I give issues a tackle.
Barmore's a stud, man.
Yeah.
Andrews is a stud.
He is, but he's a center. Listen, I think Christian Barmore is a guy who could elevate to something that is better than David Andrews at center for this team. That's not to put down David Andrews. We are obviously heads of the David Andrews fan club on this show.
I've heard some stuff about Strange, too. Like, he's a 100-mile-an-hour guy.
Great.
Doesn't take plays off.
Like he won't be Christian Barmore.
Or he's pissing off veterans. Like, what are you doing? High school Harry hustling here.
Oh, he's like
diving after balls, like mixing it up in piles. Like, yeah, that's how I play, dude. Okay. We get the point.
Bill loves that stuff, though. You know he does.
He's going to come in here and kick some veterans' asses on defense, start some fights. Like,
yep.
Keep doing it, kid.
He's going to tell him to keep fighting everybody.
Yeah.
But, yeah, who would you put 3? Which group is 3 for you? You say...
I say interior defensive line. Then I would go offensive line. I wouldn't even consider quarterback. Quarterback, it's Mac Jones. Like,
in
theory, take strength of the group off the thing.
In theory, they should be better at tight end, though.
They should be.
They should be, but
shouldn't that
Jonnu Smith so offsets.
I know, but shouldn't that be number 3 on this list?
You're up at 50%.
Shouldn't we be looking at tight end saying, man, they drafted heavily at the position going back a few years. Then they signed 2 free agents and paid them big money.
You have 2 of the highest
paid. How have they not figured that out yet?
You have the top 2 highest paid tight ends in the league.
They should have the best tight end room in football at this point.
Smith cripples that. Brings it down. That's a fair assessment.
I'm not sure tight end's better than wide receiver on this team.
I'm not sure it is either.
That's a good point you bring up with the additions of Devontae Parker, and I expect Aguilar to be better in year two with, I don't want to say a simplified offense, but a less thinking type offense.
I think Bourne made a leap last year, too. I mean,
I love Bourne. Yeah. I have no problem with Bourne. Myers is a football player. He competes. Yeah, I don't know.
And please do not forget about Trey Nixon.
And Thornton?
Say his name, Trey Nixon. Get ready for that. He's going to have a great camp.
Oh, that's your guy. You click on to one guy. Man.
I do. My hit rate has been impeccable.
Deion Lewis. I remember. Never forget that. I didn't want to hear Deion Lewis's name again.
Wouldn't stop talking about Deion Lewis. I'm like, this guy's going to be fabulous for this team. Yep. The list of players, there's three main ones on that list. Deion Lewis was one. Trey Flowers was one. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this boy can. This guy can really play. Yeah. This guy's a football player. Trey Flowers, Deion. Who else was on that list? Oh, Malcolm Butler. I was way early on the Malcolm Butler thing.
Oh, who's
J.J. Taylor?
Little J.J. Taylor, too.
I know, but he hasn't really flourished like the other ones have.
Beatles trying to make you forget.
You were on him, though.
I really was. Mm-hmm. Like, boy, oh, boy, this is going to be great. I get so excited at training camp time when this happens. When you see this player, you're like, this is where it's coming from. Unexpected contributions. Where is it?
Who the hell is the
linebacker? I'm going Trey Nixon this year.
Who the hell is the linebacker on special teams that made that hit? And we all went nuts because we saw no contact at camp. And it was like one kickoff coverage.
Was it Monty? Who the hell was it?
No. It wasn't that kid from Northwestern, was it?
No, was it the other Flowers? The linebacker Flowers?
It may have been.
Marquise?
Marquise Flowers hit somebody? It was on a kickoff coverage where like he lit him up. Like he could hear the helmets crack. I don't hear much helmets.
Are you talking about a receiver? Who are we talking about?
No, it was a linebacker doing it.
Oh.
We were watching a special teams drill. We were doing our show at camp.
I thought we were talking about like
No.
Special teams returns.
No. It was a hit. Yeah, it was a hit someone had. Yeah, I think you were number 50. It wasn't Ninkovich.
I gotta remember. I vaguely remember that.
The hell I know.
I don't know.
These random thoughts.
What was the receiver from Northwestern, though?
Berrios had a good camp, right?
Who is that?
Not Berrios.
Austin Carr.
Austin Carr.
That's who it was.
84. Jesus.
Austin Carr. Yep,
there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That kid had a great camp.
Training camp. Getting closer and closer.
It was him and Jimmy, right? With the connections, making the connection.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
2017 was the year that he was drafted.
Yeah.
Or was signed as a free agent. Yeah. He didn't get drafted. Okay.
Yeah.
We got some calls here.
Okay.
Let's go to Alan, who's in California. What's up, Alan?
Hi, Alan.
Hi, it's nice to talk to you guys. Hey, if you ever get a chance to go to the Beartooth Mountains, the ones that are right above Yellowstone, I don't know how the hell I'm getting a cell signal, but I thought I'd give you a call. And I had an unfinished business in my mind about Tim Tebow. And pardon me for asking, I got a question for Zoe about Tebow. What did the Patriots see in Tebow? Did they, when they got him, I was thinking they were trying to make him a tight end. And that's exactly what I'm asking is, could Tim Tebow ever have played the position when he was
tried.
Young and still
fast? He tried with the Jaguars. I'm not doing that today. Are you doing that today? Tim Tebow is a tight end talk retrospectively.
Up in the mountains.
What are we doing from the mountains of California? This is what's on your mind?
No. In Yosemite, he said, right? They're on fire now.
You jostled something in my memory.
He's probably smelling all that smoke out there. They got big wildfires going on out
there. They
got
to protect those sequoias. Right.
Oh, they got sprinklers around the one big one.
Crazy. You did mention Tim Tebow off the air today when we were talking about Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
He said, it's like this guy's trying to look like Tim Tebow.
What are you doing, dude?
Right. Tebow was too bulky as a quarterback.
You get stiff. You don't have that range, you know? When you want to be a little limber.
Frank's in Boston. Hi, Frank.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling to agree and disagree with you about the Patriots' safeties. Mm. So I agree it's the strongest position group on the defense. On the other hand, ESPN just ran an article ranking the best safeties in the NFL. The ranking was by NFL executives who know. They had 23 safeties ranked as the top 23 none of them were the Patriots' safeties. I tend to agree with that. I think they're distinctly average, and we grossly overrate them. And I think it's a problem if the safety group is the best position group on the defense. That basically means your defense is not very good. There is not a single difference maker amongst that safety group.
Sure there is. Duggar and Phillips are difference makers. I'm sorry, they are.
Duggar can't cover. He's just not a difference maker. He's not an all-pro, not a pro bowler.
Didn't say that.
He's okay, average, good in-the-box defender as a safety against the run. But he's just not a difference maker. So I'm not saying he's awful. What I am saying is we overrate them here, and executives around the NFL, I think, agree with me.
I mean, I understand your premise here, too. Like, if you're heavy in the back end, that means, you know, you're making too many plays back there, too. So you're going to get a lot more attention because your front's weak. But given the way they play their defense and their scheme, when they go nickel, it's usually with three safeties. You know, gone are the days of bringing in that cornerback as the nickel. They go heavy nickel with the bigs down there. In essence, you're playing sort of that hybrid safety linebacker position. And if you could play anywhere near what Chung gave you in the second half of his career here, I would say Patrick Chung was a difference maker because the different combinations you could use to cover tight ends and his ability to support in a run game. Now, I'm not saying he's all pro or pro bowler, but you could be a difference maker in this scheme as you learn to play it, and Duggar can hit. Duggar can knock you out. There aren't many that play that game the way that guy plays it. And now another year advanced, another year comfortable with McCourty back there policing things. Help those two guys up front. And Phillips is damn good. Phillips is one of the best signings they've had here in the last couple of years as a free agent. So those are two good safeties. I'm not going to let you sit here, rip them apart. It's like they're not as good as people think. That is a good group.
I just feel like a big part of it is specific to what defense you're playing in.
Sure.
Of course it is. You want to rank guys, rank receivers. That to me is pretty basic. Like,
I know this. When I watch this team, you can say, that group is strong. That group is a strong group. Okay, that's all we're saying is which group's the strongest. We're not saying, oh, best in the league, man. But we look at the Patriots as a football team. What's one of the strongest groupings? It's safety.
Well, he agrees with that. He's just saying that those guys are not good in the scope of the league. That they're not
fair. But
on anybody's top 25. I'm trying to find the list. I can't find it.
I'm looking at this.
I'm looking at this
the way our team is constructed here locally. And how we look at it. And we're comparing it to any other safeties across the league. I'm not sitting here looking at your receiver group, comparing them to what Dallas has, or what Cincinnati has, or what Pittsburgh has, or even Miami. That's what you have as a team. And where are you top heavy? Where are you weak? It's a chain link fence, that whole team. What's the weakest link? What's the grouping that you have the least amount of confidence in? This is a confidence group discussion is what we're having here. That's all. I'm not comparing it to anybody else. The 2022 Patriots. That's what we're looking at.
All right. We'll get to more of your calls coming up after these headlines with Arcand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They bring you insight like no one else can.
Who cares? It was a bad take. I've got a million of them.
Zolak,
that's a twerk.
And Bertrand.
We're making a laundry list of horrible takes.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's your call, 617-779-0985, the phone number. What's your update on Sharks?
Just one day yesterday, five spotted off the coast of Orleans, which is down there pretty good. It's a pretty good poke to get to Orleans if you're going to vacation down in Cape Cod. But that's a largest sighting in one day this year. And started to watch some of the Nat Geo stuff late last night. And this is even on Mass Sharks, and I follow them on Twitter.
Oh.
With ScoMo and all that.
Staying
informed. They now think that even the great white sharks have the ability now to change colors potentially. They're calling them camo sharks.
When you say change colors, do you mean like through a process of evolution? They're changing their permanent color, or they're becoming more like a chameleon?
More like a chameleon in the waters that they adapt to. So whatever local waters are, whatever the color of the water is that they're finding more and more common studies when they look at these sharks, that they have the ability to sort of almost mask themselves, which scares the hell out of you even more because you're not seeing them from the bottom where the white belly's there. You're seeing them from the top, and it blends. They're blending more.
Blending.
Which is scary. So it's almost like it's this hybrid shark. It's like you go to Jurassic Park in a movie, yeah, like they got this hybrid dinosaur. They created this thing. But I went to try and see the sharks one day down on the Cape. So we took the boat out of Dennis, went to P-Town. So I went around P-Town, found a nice little bunch of seals down there. And there's people that actually stand on the beach. They're not going to the beach. They're standing on the beach to try and watch the sharks eat. It's about 10 yards offshore because the water drops drastically right off the edge there. Mm-hmm. And the sharks sort of push the seals up on the beach, and they pin them there. So I get up there, and I'm like, roo, 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 roo. And the seal picks his head up and it's looking, and kids think it's cute and adorable, like, don't mess with the seals. They're like, no, I'm speaking to them.
I'm speaking to them, he says.
And they kind of swim over, and they look, and like, oh, okay, we're not getting any food. And they move their heads back and forth. I'm just trying to get one of them to come out in the water where, you know, one of them can get hit. Not by the boat, but by a shark.
Right.
You know, you just want to see that sort of circle of life.
You're trying to lure them to their death, is what
you're saying. But we were in that spot. We get out of there and leave because the wind started to pick up, and it's a southwest wind. I'm getting just buried trying to get it back to P-Town. 3 to 5 foot seas. I'm getting hammered. Water's going over. And next thing you know, somebody spotted a shark there.
I got to say, though, half hour later. You know, so those five sightings were all at Nauset yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Same shark?
No, I don't believe it was. One of them was named Mr. Spot, was one of the sharks' names. You know, they named them all.
Yeah.
How is it that Nauset has remained shark attack free?
It's common. I told him, Calnan, one of our sales guys. He's actually here in the building today.
I mean, that is
his key works.
Hotbed of activity there in Orleans.
Named his dog Nauset.
That is true.
So I'm like, you got to test the water with Nauset and make sure, send him out there first.
That is a quick drop off there, too.
Oh, yeah.
You ever been there?
Yep.
Yeah.
I've never been there, but I know where it is. And I know that's where a lot of the reports
tremendous
are.
Tremendous waves, undertow.
I think that could be the honeypot this year.
Quick drop off. You go from
honey zone. Honeypot, honey zone.
4 feet of water to 10 feet of water real quick.
Isn't that where they wanted to put Clever Boy?
I think that
was one of the spots. Yeah. Sort of to ping the sharks so they know when they're coming. I just find just pure enjoyment and
there
amusement.
Was the video of the shark eating the seal there last week.
That
was
a lady Nauset. Screaming in the background. It's literally
that's helpful.
It's like 30 yards offshore. Oh, I can't see it again in the reports. I'll never be the same after this. Really? That happens all the time in the wilderness. Watch a coyote eat a rabbit or something. You know, like you hear the squirrel. You hear all that.
Circle of life.
Yeah. So gotta eat. Some dogs gotta eat.
Food chain. Ever heard of it?
Food chain. But I want to see one day. And now you see these fishing charters are now competing with the whale charters. They've added to all these different charters. Now you could go and see the great whites.
Well, I think there's,
which I think is kind of cool.
Like a shark watch?
Well, yeah. There's a business opportunity there for you to join those two things together. Right? See the sharks and the
whales.
All you
do is go to Monomoy. You just take them right down to Monomoy and sit there, right? They're right there. They're there. That's where all the seals are. Chatham and New Orleans, man, right there. Wellfleet, that whole area.
Eric is in Lynn. What's up, Eric?
Hey, real quick on sharks.
Yeah.
I went out fishing 2 weeks ago, and I went on a charter. Everybody caught sharks. Sharks everywhere.
Yeah, my kid caught a baby shark last week.
Yeah.
Baby shark.
But anyways.
Yeah.
You get my thought. Oh, yeah, Zach Wilson.
Oh, yes. Yes. Stifler's mom.
Oh, yeah. He's banging her. Yeah, he's banging her hot.
Okay.
This happened on the Jones Show. I didn't say that.
We're gonna.
I don't mean it like that.
Oh, come on.
All right, so for those who have not heard this story yet, to explain what the hell the caller was talking about.
They didn't hear that either.
Oh, they didn't? Find out from Fowler if they heard it on TV.
It's a Hopefully. Circle of life.
Can you at least find out if they got it on TV or not? Give us thumbs up, thumbs down.
Man. Felger Mass Friday was great. Felger was doing it on location.
Cut it on TV too.
There were cuts on TV all day Friday. Felger and Murray were getting calls left and right, and all I kept hearing was because I watched it on TV, and I kept hearing it get dumped.
Based on the filth that has come out of Christian Arcan's mouth in the course of this show today, we're gonna drop that now, T-Bone.
Come on! I don't mean it like that.
All right. Well, for those of you on the stream wins again. Odd. Zach Wilson's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, this is great.
Has accused her ex-boyfriend, Zach Wilson, Jets quarterback, of shacking up with Zach Wilson's best friend's mom.
Tough. I guess they were seen holding hands.
She's dating the friend now, right?
She's dating the...
Zach Wilson's ex-girlfriend is now dating
the friend. Receiver, right. The receiver.
Whose mother, allegedly...
I think he plays for the Commanders. Washington Commandos.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, he's going out with some older woman, but he was seen, I guess, this weekend with Braxton Berrios down in Miami.
His ex-girlfriend wrote that Zach was sleeping with his mom's... Wait, his mom's best friend? Not his best friend's mom?
I thought it was his best friend's mom.
Oh, we had this wrong.
I thought it was best friend's mom.
Either way, what's worse? What's worse?
Well, they're both
sleeping
bad.
With your best friend's mom or your mom's best friend?
Your mom's best friend is
worse. Yeah, that is way worse.
That's worse, yeah.
Wait, no, is it though?
No.
It's the first one.
Yeah, the best friend.
Yeah, it's your best friend's mom.
You don't sleep with your best friend's mom.
What's worse, ethically, or what's like the worst?
Ethically, your best friend.
Maz,
do you care about your best friend?
Sure, of course.
Get Maz in here. Maz is the resident pervert.
But
get him in here.
The mother's friend probably changed you when you were a baby. That's weirder, is what I'm saying.
Not to you.
I think it is.
I don't know.
I'd go best friend's mom.
Should be
Felger,
weird.
No.
Should be weird for her. But if it isn't, fair game.
I guess.
What's worse, Felger, sleeping with the best friend's mom?
Or your mom's,
best friend.
First yes.
Friend. Told you.
Yes.
Grow up, Arcan.
Do that to your best friend? What's wrong with you?
Exactly. You're a sick person. You do that.
What the hell's wrong with your mom's best
friend?
Mom's
best friend. She's like always around. Maybe has a crush on you. Kind of hooked up. Yeah.
No, that's still weird. Don't get me wrong.
No.
Both situations.
Totally weird.
Both situations are really weird.
But like sleeping with your best friend's mom, that's vindictive.
It was not what we thought it was, which was a Stifler situation.
Yes.
It wasn't his best friend's mom, it was his mom's best friend. Very different situations.
God, reminds me of that song.
What?
Stacy's mom.
Stacy's mom has got it going on.
That guy died, didn't he?
Who did?
Who?
Lead singer of Fountains of Wayne.
Oh, I don't know.
I think he was like one of the first COVID deaths.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Man, you're a real downer.
I'm sorry he did.
COVID killed the guy. Wow, thanks. That's too bad.
Good
real.
Song, though.
The New York sports station's got to be having fun with this today.
Again, it wasn't Stacy's mom. It was mom's friend, Stacy.
And what's the big deal?
That's what I say.
He goes out with old women.
Still weird, because the other part of that is Zach Wilson looks like he's 12.
It's true. He does look like a baby. Like, you're sleeping with a baby. Even though he's not a baby. Like, he's over... Yeah.
You know what I mean? No baby face.
Now, can we go back to the call that started us down this road?
Yeah, why don't we do that today's takeaways?
Hard.
Today's takeaways coming up next.
Stop it.
Street wins again. Takeaways next. You know I'm not the
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak. I digress. That tastes different in Florida.
Bertrand. I got no brother chili.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, it's time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Don't put off losing weight this summer. Reach your goal during the easiest season for weight loss, which means a lot of grilling. Awaken 180, the official weight loss program of summer. It's game over for summer.
Not even a hint of sarcasm in that call last segment.
Oh, no.
Not even a little bit.
Making it hard. Real hard.
What do we have this time around here, T-Bone? And plenty to choose from today on the phones.
Is it hard to pick for these?
Yes.
Real hard?
We have Gabe.
Okay, yep.
Had a little problem with Arcane.
Yep, he has an issue with Christian. Let's go to Gabe in West Roxbury. What's up, Gabe?
Hey, Gabe.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
Just a quick question. You know, we have the middle level exception, and I was wondering, do you think we might not use that, and somehow can we fit Brogdon in there? And just one other point, I know this sounds crazy. I don't want Durant at all, but could we, like, package Gallinari, you know, Brogdon and Jalen for a Durant? Would that sound? I know that probably can't happen.
I don't think you need all that.
You don't want him at all, but you'll trade Jalen Brown?
Yeah.
No, come on. I don't mean it like that.
Well, you wait a minute. You just got all these good players. You got two good players added.
It was more of like, do you think they could bring in pieces like a Brogdon and Gallinari?
They did.
And then flip them.
Yeah. Or like.
They can. Anything's possible. As long as you make the money match.
Yeah, why not?
All right, and I just wait, Arcand, you got to talk a bit more.
Okay.
Talk a little more.
All right.
Yeah, then he talked too much and like got in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put the kibosh on
I don't know
that.
What was my favorite call, whether it was the Zach Wilson one today, whether it was that one, or the one of the person who was watching the K-Rod cast last night. Yeah. And didn't realize that it was a secondary broadcast.
Right. That she actually watched that entire broadcast.
We put that on the air, and we tried to hash that out.
All right.
That happened.
So full re-entry Monday here.
She was upset that she had to watch Maz in the eighth inning. That's what it was. They gave Clemens the whole game. They gave Maz 5 minutes. I don't feel the breakdown was fair, but Clemens was good.
A lot of love between Maz and A-Rod. A lot of love. You feel it.
Belger Maz coming your way next here on the Sports Hub. Have a great Monday. We're back at it tomorrow. Zol, see you then.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.